Looking to transform your family game nights? At Perfectly Picked Games, we specialize in family games that bring everyone closer. Our games aren't just fun. Kids and teens will learn how to take turns, develop basic strategy skills, and understand the thrill of winning and grace of losing. With our exclusive gift of games, you can give months of gaming excitement to your family. Choose a 3-month or 6-month gift, and we'll deliver hand-picked family games to your doorstep every month. And here's the best part. Right now, you can use the promo code GOLDENMOJO and receive 20% off your selected plan. Don't miss out on this exclusive offer. Use promo code GOLDENMOJO and save 20% today at Perfectly Picked Games.
Hello, all you paranormal freaks. It's the last Saturday of the month, and you know what that means. The veil is at its thinnest. So if you're brave enough, all of you hitchers and drifters, load up for a ride with Golden Jade and Logan as they traverse to the other side.
Hello, all of my paranormal freaks out there. It is I, Golden Jade, hanging out with
his co-host and future ghost, Chess Logan.
It's just Logan.
Just under the weather, Logan.
Hey, you get an under the weather Golden Jay also.
And listen, people, before you write an email, complain about hearing a cough drop or something in my mouth. It's either the cough drop or me coughing directly into the mic. So you're just going to have to deal with it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. We recorded Two-Sop last night, and we actually worked with We Are Paranormal. Out of Wisconsin, Nate from up there with that group joined us, and great interview. I can't wait for you guys to hear it. We had a lot of fun with him, and he's really super nice guy. But at one point, I'm talking to him, and I can just feel it just clogging my nose. I'm talking, and all of a sudden, you start to hear me sound a little bit like this. And the rocker chick asked me afterwards, she's like, you started getting stuffed up in the middle of that, didn't you? I'm like, yes, I did. It was that. So, yeah, you're going to hear it. You know, it's that time of year, man. It's that time of year where we just do weather changing so much, and it just does nothing but kill my sinuses. So,
and I don't even have allergies. I think it's just something the kids gave me. I had a sore throat one day, and the next thing, you know, falling apart. So like hit me the hardest yesterday, and yesterday was my first time being on Twitch for my New Frontier page.
Right.
So I was on Twitch for an hour and 30 minutes talking to people, sounding like garbage with my brand new webcam looking like shit. So that is right. If you guys do check out the Patreon where you get to check out the actual video of us doing this thing, I have got a brand new fancy webcam, and it is the most crisp I've ever looked on the internet.
He's looking sharp, ladies and gentlemen.
Like, I'm impressed with the lighting on it, because I don't have, normally I'm used to getting like a nasty glare and everything back here, but I mean, with this thing, it's pretty spot on. I'm digging it.
Well, I saw your post, but I think I was too late to jump on the Twitch last night to watch any of it. So it did turn out really good. You guys get good turnout?
Good turnout. We're just like 10 followers away from hitting an affiliate on Twitch is when I start getting paid and whatnot on there. So
nice. Very nice.
People are joining up just to watch me watch Power Rangers and talk about it. I mean, can't fucking complain about that.
What better day could you have?
Yeah, exactly.
So what else has been going on? Twitch. I hope everybody is enjoying the Patreon. I'm trying to keep up with it. Sometimes I get a little bit behind because there's so much of the video editing and all the things that are going on, but I'm trying to have them at least day of. So the new episodes come out on Wednesday. Hopefully everything's coming out on Patreon on that Wednesday. I really, really am trying to get you guys that stuff a day before, you know, so, you know, we got an episode that comes out on Wednesday. I'm trying to have the video upload to Patreon by Tuesday, but it's not always working out that way. But remember, I love you guys, and thank you so much for all joining up and being a part of our Patreon. And if you haven't joined, you can go to patreon.com/2sop.
Yes, sir. When is the trivia game going live on there?
Let's see. We have this is April. May 1st, we'll have two more reaction videos going up. And then the trivia will be June 1st. Trivia and another reaction video, gotcha. I believe.
Gotcha. My May is booked up. I've got interview with Frankie Vegas. I've got my birthday party at my parents' house on the 11th. I think Frankie's interview is like 2 days before that, maybe. Yeah, that's the beginning of the month.
And then right. I think it's the 9th. It'll be out the 11th or something like that.
And then I record with the Call Guys 3 times in May.
Right.
I had the review. And whatever yep. else gets jammed in there. Oh, and I Twitch every Wednesday now, so there's that too.
Every Wednesday?
Yeah.
Which is what time my time? What time Eastern time?
Oh, it's probably your bedtime. I get on at 8 here, so what, 9 your time?
Yeah, right around 9 my time. All right, oh. So I'll have to check into one of those.
Like I said, it's just me watching Power Rangers saying the special. I think on like every other Saturday, we're going to do one where I have somebody on to interview them, somebody in the community.
Nice.
But the main one's just going to be me watching Power Rangers talking.
Hey, nothing wrong with that. If you love Power Rangers, and there's a big fan base for Power Rangers out there.
Yeah. I just, what is it, today I'm dealing with flights for my trip to Power Morphicon in California in August.
Uh-huh.
I booked these flights out in advance, and I got an email today, and it says, we have unfortunate news about your flights, and I was like, well, that can't be fucking good, that they put it right in the header. And for some reason, they're like, we've got two big airports in Houston. We've got Hobby and Bush. And Bush is all the flights for inside the U.S. And then Hobby is where you go if you want to fly outside the U.S. and whatnot. Okay. I warned y'all it was going to happen. apparently the message was like, we decided with like 6 airports in our jurisdiction that we will be canceling flights from those, or not having flights come out of there. So they canceled like all August flights out of Bush and like 6 other airports throughout the United States. And they were like, and we will switch them to a near airport and try to match your times as closely as possible. And you will be able to change your new flight up to 2 times for free. And here's $200 credit. And I'm just like, what the fuck happened?
Right.
So I had to go thumb through all that and see what was up. But I ended up with better flights because, my flight there, I was worried about because, like, I don't want to lose my luggage because I'm going to be bringing stuff to the convention.
Right.
And I had a layover on my flight. Well, my new flight, now I don't have a layover. I just go straight from Houston straight to California. I was like, I'll fucking take it.
Yeah, I hate layovers.
Oh, yeah. It's just fucking stressful. And I said, like, I'm not worried about losing my luggage as much on the way back. I know I'll have stuff, but, like, I just need that stuff to make it there.
Right.
Otherwise, I've got nothing for my table. So, that was fun. But it's all, supposedly, all leveled out and done now, so.
Well, good. Good. Speaking of August, we are going to be down your way come the middle of August. I'm super looking forward to getting down and hanging out with the family and seeing everybody. Seems like forever. I mean, I get to see you, like, several times, you know, a month these days.
Yeah.
On here, but to be in person, man, it makes a total big difference. So
yeah, absolutely a big difference to be able to hang out and talk and everything without all the wires and the equipment and whatnot.
Yeah, very true. But it is always so nice to be able to do this and you know, to see you and talk to you, and you know, at least once a month, if not a couple times a month. So
I don't know, man. I have a reoccurring nightmare, and I had it like literally like 2 nights ago. Of having to, I was in Indiana and it was like, all right, now you got to drive back to Texas. And I was like, God damn it. But that one comes back every now and then. I'll have that same fucking dream where it's like, all right, you got to get in the car and drive to Texas. And it's just like, oh, no, thank
you.
Yeah. Long-ass drive.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's the last trip to Dallas was like 18 hours when we come down there. I think it's what it boiled out to. And,
yeah, and you're driving to Louisiana this time, so add a few more hours to that.
Looking forward to it, though.
At least we're somebody to share the trip with, because, you know, when I did it, I just drove all by myself all the way through like a jackass every time.
Well, I mean, you know, I've done it. I've done a straight through with just me driving, but this time me and Chico were switching back and forth, so it'd be good.
There you go. That's definitely a lot better. Just split it up. And you guys are leaving, what, after work that Friday?
After work on a Friday, yeah. We're going to drive all night and get down there sometime Saturday, so we might have to get a nap in when we get there.
I feel that.
Might be a little wore out. Or we might just sit down, have a couple cocktails, and just enjoy the rest of the evening before we go to bed.
That will also not be a problem.
Yeah, there's never a cocktail problem at your mom and dad's place.
Yeah, that's for sure. I just stocked up. Actually, I've got one more run to the liquor store that they're ordering my booze, because I drink my two-turn teas and everything. And I've got this liquor store here that orders them in for me. So he got me a couple cases, and he's going to give me another couple cases to bring to my parents for my birthday party.
Nice. Nice. Hey, got to be stocked. I don't know anything else that's been really going on. Like I said, I just did a episode of The Call Guys, which will come out on Monday. We covered the Avatar Last Airbender. Me and Chico, Colton couldn't make it because he's out sick. I mean, sick. Hopefully he's feeling much better by now. But yeah, it's going to be a great episode if you want to tune that one in. You guys are fans of the original animated. We talk about the new Netflix series. That was a lot of fun. Do we cover J-Dub's interview? Yes, we do. We cover J-Dub's interview
in
today's thing. So, That was a great interview. Like I said, we'll talk about that a little bit more, but we got the Logan interview coming up. We got the We Are Paranormal. I do want to shout out we got Kane coming on in a couple weeks. We also have IsoCam coming in to do a full-blown story. He's got some research done. He's coming to do a show with us. Looking forward to that. I need to get with Peter and get him back on. He does such an amazing job putting together stories.
Oh, that's another one of the cases we talk about this week.
Right.
Or today.
Is Peter. Yeah. This month. You know, we're going to work some stuff out with the straw man to do another Battle of the State, which I'm super excited about. You know, we did the Arkansas thing where, you know, the three of us battled out for the scariest story. We're going to bring Mason in to do do a new state. So we'll get that worked out. Lots of stuff going on with
you know, shout out to Mason too for snagging him one of the J-Dub Go Stag t-shirts.
Oh my God. Was that,
that was this week's episode where you guys, we also, in her interview with me, we talked about too, but yesterday's episode was you showing her and Bobby their shirts.
Right. Did you watch the video on that?
I haven't got to watch the video yet. I need to.
The video is, I know it's, I don't know how it came through on the just straight up audio, but the video is really good. So if you want to see the video, you have to jump into tier number two on the Patreon at patreon.com/twosop.
Twosop.
So much fun.
I'm trying my best here, people.
Oh, we may have a short episode of The Other Side this week with Logan.
He's trying his best.
It's all good, man. It's all good. It's like I said, it's that time of year. We're all feeling a little under the weather right now. Yeah. So,
well, hopefully it gets warm and stays warm here. It's trying its ass off, but the weather's all over the place. It's like almost 90 one day, and the next day it's like in the low 50s, and it's fun. It's a good time.
So take that and flip it down. We are in the 60s to 70s, and then we drop into the 30s.
Yeah, hard pass.
I woke up this morning, it was 32 degrees.
Nope.
Yeah.
Nope. I ain't built like I used to be. I used to, when I lived with you, I'd go outside in my fucking tiny shorts and stuff in the cold, and I just
in his poopy vest.
Yeah, my ass wouldn't be doing that nowadays.
Yeah, I'm telling you, I'm tired of being cold right now, so ready for summer. Got some golfing in. Did you hear about that? Have you heard us talking about that? On and off. I think we talk more about it on Golden 80s than we do anything else. But
I definitely hear it throughout a smattering of it throughout all the shows, because I know Skywalker and Chico were talking about doing their trip that they did before, and they somehow managed to squeeze golf into the itinerary. Yes.
Absolutely, yeah. Yeah, they're gonna pack up all that camping gear to go camping for the weekend, and then try to slide their golf clubs into their car too, so they can go get around in. But
well, hopefully this time they actually, you know, get to go out in the kayaks and stuff.
God, let's hope so. That's the whole point of their trip, was to actually do the kayaking stuff. So,
oh man, if that would have happened to me, I would have got the one kayak, and I would have told everybody else just to hold on to the side of it, and
yeah, we'll just float down. Yeah, so they should have a fun time. But we've been kind of going out. Last weekend we went to the driving range, but the weekend before I got to go out with Skylar and Aspen, my grandson,
nice,
for his first time on an actual golf course, and he loved it. He loved it. He's just keeps asking to go and go again. Which, you know, now that the Skywalker is really kind of digging it and getting into it, he's happy to be like, okay, well, let's go golfing. So,
oh yeah, now he's got an even bigger excuse to go do it.
Exactly. So it was a lot of fun to get to play with him in his very first round, and yeah, super cool, super cool.
And you guys should be, what, you guys are getting your campgrounds ready about now.
Campground is already ready. We did that a couple weeks ago. They turned the water on around the 15th of April, somewhere in there, and so we were out there, got everything flushed out and ready to go. This weekend, obviously this comes out on Saturday, so we're out there right now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, as you're listening to this, we're actually out there at our campground. Unless I'm at work, because J-Dub's making me, or asked me to come in. She didn't make me do anything, but asked me to come in and do an inventory on Saturday, apparently. So I may have to give up a couple hours at the campground to go in and count some bunch of rectal thermometers or some shit like that. So
nice. It's getting warmer out here towards the end of May. It's going to be when I start working Saturdays, half a day on Saturdays during the hot season.
Yeah, your busy time of year.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
That's fine. It's more money. It's only till noon.
I love more money. I love more money.
Yeah, me too, but honestly, I love less work too, so.
Well, yeah. You know, nobody wants to get up on a Saturday and go to work.
No.
I mean, you know, it's Saturday, for God's sake.
Have a bitch.
That's why we have Monday through Friday for work.
Yeah, and then people overseas, you know, only work Monday through Thursday, lucky bastards.
Right.
Got it figured out.
I'm still, I'm petitioning, changing the work week up to 2 days, to work 2 days and have 5 days off.
Shit.
I'll even work a 10-hour day, I mean, on those 2 days. I mean, come on.
Ooh.
How amazing would that be?
I'm just happy to have to be one of the lucky ones. It's like right as I got out of high school, I got into an 8-to-5 job, basically. Because, you know, the random-ass shifts, throughout the week is for the birds, man. I ain't about it. Not shitting on anybody that does it. It's just, I like having the consistency. I like knowing when my days are off.
Oh, yeah.
It's so good.
I know people that work the swing shifts. They love it. I know people that work second and third shifts. They love it. Not for me. I don't know. I might like a third shift job if you can kind of rotate your body into it. You know, because it does take some doing, but I might like a third shift, because I'm a night owl, really. I mean, I can stay up all night and sleep in the morning, you know. I could do that easily. But
I used to do it. Now I'm all used to my daytime being daytime and my nighttime being nighttime.
Right.
It's like
right.
When I worked in the restaurants or worked at Radio Shack, I worked till close every time. So when I finally got off, that was my time to do stuff I wanted to. So I'd stay up all night doing that and then sleep until 12 or 1 the next day and then get up and go do work.
And that is why he had a production company called Midday Productions.
Yeah, Midday Morning is
what Midday,
call it. Yeah.
Because he wouldn't get up till then.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love working. I love working at night, getting things done, because things kind of slow down around you and it's quieter, and you know, you don't have quite the chaos of the day shift. But man, I, you know, working those weird hours like that, you just you kind of lose your opportunity to do things. You know, things that happen at 6 o'clock, you may not be able to go do because you're working or something like that. So. Yeah. You know, it might be a soccer game for the grandkids, or when the McRib comes back and they got it for half price. You just don't know, you know.
Yeah. Fucking McRib.
Fuck the McRib.
I think everybody can remember exactly where they were the first time they had their first McRib. As soon as you said McRib, I just went right back the first time I had it. I was a kid and I was all impressed. I was like, look, it looks like it's got bones in it, but it doesn't. That was back with the collaborations
right.
With the Flintstone movie. Back at McDonald's, they had they called McDonald's something different, or Rock Donald's, I believe is what they called it for the Flintstones movie.
Okay.
And I can just remember it. They had those weird glasses they had. They're kind of like the Batman glasses. And they had the McRib, and they had some kind of shake. Which good stuff.
That was in the movie with John Goodman?
Yeah, John Goodman.
Right on.
And I went down a weird fucking rabbit hole with that the other week, watching like the history of that movie and them like doing interviews and stuff, and John Goodman fucking hated it.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, the only reason he had to do it is because he worked with Steven Spielberg, and I think he worked with him on Arachnophobia, is what it was. And Steven Spielberg didn't even have the rights to Flintstone. Somebody else did at the time. But he looked John Goodman in the face and was like, one day you're going to be my Fred Flintstone. And, you know, John Goodman was just like, all right, not thinking nothing of it. And then fucking Steven Spielberg went out there and wrestled the rights away from somebody. And made the fucking movie. It was like, hey, come be my Fred Flintstone. He was like, well, I wasn't going to tell him no.
Yeah. Yeah, you're not telling Spielberg no.
But he was supposed to be in contract to do the sequels, but he begged and pleaded and convinced Spielberg to let him out of it because he didn't want to do it so bad. He was like, I don't want to be the guy that everybody fucking yells yabba dabba doo at every
yeah,
time
exactly.
He's somewhere. He's like, it's going to ruin my career.
Well, didn't Rick Moranis like leave the business right after that movie?
I think it was a little while after. I know Rick Moranis caught a little bit of shit at first because when he found out Rosie O'Donnell was playing Betty, he was like, Rosie O'Donnell playing Betty, she'd be better suited to play Ronnie or to play Barney Rubble.
He's not wrong.
She'd be good in that movie though.
Yeah, it wasn't bad. It wasn't until she gets into that whole was it The View or whatever
God.
She's on?
Anybody goes into The View, they end up becoming just like the most annoying people to listen to.
Yeah, listen, Whoopi Goldberg.
Yeah, I like Whoopi Goldberg as a kid, but
I don't want to
see Rosie O'Donnell or Whoopi. I loved Rosie O'Donnell's talk show when I was a kid.
Yep. Oh yeah, we used to watch it all the time.
Yeah,
I mean, that was
shoot the douche balls off into the audience.
Yep. Absolutely.
It was back before she was taking herself way too fucking serious.
Well, you know, the size of fame will do that when you think that you have a bigger platform than you actually need to. Just do your fucking show. You don't need to be sitting there talking about the, you know, gun control and all that shit. Yeah. Just do your fucking entertainment show. That's what it's all about.
She used to be in everything back then, too. Like, she was in movies and TV shows and just everything.
Loved her in A League of Their Own. What a great movie.
Fantastic.
I love that
movie.
Yep.
Well, she was in Disney's Tarzan. She voiced the Turk, the one gorilla. She was in, there's just a bunch of, I can't remember it, but that movie where there's a scene where they'd flash back to where the girls were teenagers.
Uh-huh.
And then they would like fast forward to when they're adults. And there's a scene where two girls are trapped in like a storm drain. Somebody's yelling at the thing and know what I'm talking about, but she was in that movie. She's getting that. I can't remember for life me what it was called. Somebody
fueling that DeLorean right now.
If you know what it is, email us at theunitedstatesofparanormal@gmail.com and tell me what the hell that movie is.
There you go. Get her done.
Yeah. But we were talking about McDonald's, and before we tell you anything, the reason I brought that up is I miss when McDonald's used to have the McDonald's Playlands, like back in the day.
Oh, yeah.
And not like the big fancy ones. I'm talking like where you got like your statue of Mayor McCheese. You got your Hamburglar swing and shit like this. Like it, that was stuff that they were getting rid of as I was growing up and moving to the big plastic play areas and everything. But, you know, if you look at that stuff online, one, I don't have a yard, so I can't have any of that stuff. My mom and dad have, like, one of the fish fillet ride things at their house that they managed to get off somebody. But, like, I don't have a place to put all that stuff. But I found a guy online that makes miniatures of all the playground equipment. They're about, like, a foot tall.
And, really?
And I was like, oh, this is amazing. So I got... a new thing that I'm going to be collecting now. And I can't have my McDonald's Playland, but I will have a shelf that looks like my own McDonald's Playland. Nice. It's got the officer Big Mac, like little prison cell that kids could climb up into.
Yep.
Like I said, the Hamburglar swing, the Grimace jump house, just all sorts of cool shit.
When Skylar was 16 and he was looking for a car, No, I take it back. It was Gunner. It was Gunner. When Gunner was 16 and looking for a car, he found a on Craigslist or Marketplace. I don't remember exactly, but he found a Trans Am. Yeah. And he's like, let's go look at it, because it was reasonably priced. We had the cash for it. So we drove down to this place. I don't even remember what it was at, and test drove this Trans Am. It was a piece of shit. We didn't buy it, but that's not the point. The point was that this guy in his yard had all that shit.
That's insane.
It looked like he had, found it in a McDonald's, tearing it all out and throwing it away. He probably dumpster dived for it or whatever and had it all set in his yard. But I remember looking around going, damn, some of this stuff would be pretty cool in my yard. But
yeah, and you've got a yard that would absolutely accommodate that shit.
Yeah.
110%.
What is it? Was it Mayor McCheese that was the prison cell? What was that?
The prison officer cell was the Officer Big Mac.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it had like a tube that the Big Mac's head was sitting on.
Yeah.
You climb up in, and then there was bars in there, so you were locked inside the Big Mac.
I'd do one of those for sure. Oh, I'd have one of those in my yard. Yeah. God, maybe I'll start looking for one of those. Are they expensive?
It depends. I mean, yeah, but you can always find like a good deal. It just, depends on how much work you want to put into it. Like, because Mayor McCheese might be like missing half his face or some shit.
Yeah. He has got a bite out of that burger.
Well, the guy that, how I found this dude is the guy makes these miniatures, but what he does for a living is he refurbishes all that shit for all these rich people that have it all.
Right.
So he's like the guy that they all send it to. They'll be like, oh, yo, I got a Fry Guy seesaw and it looks like shit because kids were vandalizing it for fucking 2 decades. What can you do for me? They send it there. He refiberglasses parts that are broken, paints them, et cetera, et cetera. And while he's doing that, he takes measurements, pictures, and molds. So he can make the little ones on the side and be like, hey, you might not be able to put a, a Mayor McCheese statue in your yard, but you can put this tiny one on your shelf. It's kind of the same.
It's kind of the same. Napanee, I think they still have a Playland in the front of theirs with the plastic shit like that. We gigged at the BFW that was downtown a couple different times. And of course, we... around there was early hours. You'd pretty much do a show between 8 and 11. You'd pack up and be out there by 11:30. Well, that McDonald's was always open late. I think you could still get inside at up till midnight, and then the drive-through was open till 2 or 3.
Yeah.
So here we are, this band had been drinking all night, and we had our driver. We have a specialty driver, so... we drive down to the McDonald's. We go inside. We're the only ones in there, and so we head into the play area to eat our quarter pounder with cheese. And I'm sitting there and I'm eating away, and I go, "Hey, where's Dan?"
Oh no!
And I look up, and he is laying in the ball pit. And then it just became a free-for-all. Craig and Donnie and all them just having a heyday in there. But your dad was the first one in the ball pit. He wasn't hungry, so he didn't eat. He just went there and jumped in the ball pit.
That sounds about right.
Oh, it's amazing time. Amazing time.
And
I don't think
McDonald's that employees wanted to be the one to go out there and be like, that's for kids, not one.
Yeah, not one. Yeah, I don't think they were real happy with us, but it was still a great time. Mm-mm. Yeah, there you go. Just little stories along
now it's
the way.
Just extremely rare if you find one that has a play place at all.
Yeah. I think, like I said, I think Napanee still has theirs. I do believe that in Warsaw, the one that was out there by, well, it ain't Walmart anymore, but it was the Walmart you peed in the front door.
Yeah.
No, out there.
That was the newer playground that they built when I was a kid.
Yep.
Where they took out all the Mayor McShee shit, and then they built that big ass one.
Right. I do believe that one's still here, but like the one in Napanee, I don't even know. You're right. They've been taking them out because probably it's a liability. And
yeah.
Well, then they had all the issues with the stupid ass people leaving needles and shit in there for the kids to get poked
with.
Yeah.
Also, it's just like the world of like creative marketing and like brands and stuff is just really just dead. Everything looks the same and is lame.
Right.
I mean, all of these places used to have like their own like aesthetic. If go from your, your Wendy's, your Arby's, your Taco Bell, they all looked very distinct, and now everything just kind of looks the same, especially if you walk inside. Unfortunately, I think the only thing we have that's a playland here is a Chick-fil-A that has a playland and one McDonald's, and the whole Golden Triangle has one.
Chick-fil-A has a fucking playland?
Yeah, ours, the one in Beaumont does, which is weird to me too, but they always have.
I love that. I love that, Chick-fil-A. I love you, Chick-fil-A. Please sponsor us.
Shit.
We don't fall within their parameters or something.
Oh, you absolutely don't.
All right, man. You ready to get into April review?
Yeah, well, you will give it a shot and try to do.
We're going
to
do our best
amount of coughing as possible.
I promise.
So on April 3rd, the team met up with Boozy Bros Paranormal for episode 117. The Boozy Bros popped in and walked y'all through the origin of their company and the logistics of being a paranormal investigator. They also spoke on some of the more active haunts that they have witnessed and their favorite equipment. That was a super interesting interview. I always like where you get a whole team in there and everybody has like different opinions about like their favorite haunt or their favorite piece of equipment. Cause everybody leans in a different direction.
You know, working with them was really, really cool because they just were very open about everything that they wanted to talk about. And they just had a good time being there with us. And I super enjoyed meeting them and, just hanging out. We missed out on Diego being there, but, you know, the other three definitely did not disappoint and enjoyed every bit of that interview with them.
Definitely now, they seem like a cool group of people.
Yeah. Well, and they are, I mean, they're going full time. God, I'm drawing a blank on his name.
I remember Pablo one of them said that they Pablo, that he is going full time, that he's leaning into it. Shoot the shot.
Yeah, most definitely. And I've been watching their Facebook page and they've been doing a lot more pods and stuff like that. So trying to really get their brand out there and making it happen. So best of luck to those guys. Like I said, great interview, great bunch of people. Enjoyed all the stuff that was not on camera, you know, just shooting the shit with them about, you know, some odds and ends stuff. But just, yeah, a lot of fun. Boozy Bros. Check them out on Facebook.
Absolutely. I was going to say something about them. They gave me like an old school local rock band vibe, you know? They're just... They seem like chill group of people. very open, very very not afraid to walk you through like the highs and the lows of it.
Right.
I hope we get to talk to them some more because I definitely enjoyed that interview.
Yeah, I'm sure that if we reached out again, we could get them back on. I mean, they said that when they were done, they were like, "This is this has to be one of the top two podcasts that we've done. In our top two favorites." So because of our interview style and the way that we approach it, you know, we don't come at it, you know, with a list of, you know, things that we want to do. We just kind of let them flow and do their thing and kind of feed off of them. And that's just the way I like to interview people. And I think it went really, really well. I mean, you know, like anything else, you do have a couple stumbles every once in a while where you're trying to, you know, figure out what your next step is and what the next question is or where the story is going and how you can feed into it. But all in all, I mean, they were open books and, you know, love to talk, and it makes my job a hell of a lot easier when they're not afraid just to let loose and tell you all the goodies behind everything. So
absolutely. That's why I'm stoked to be interviewed by Frankie, because I can just talk and not have to
think.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Cause God knows I don't think when I talk. So we briefly talked about this earlier today, but our next episode was on April 10th, and it was Return of Peter. He came back to discuss the Demon of Brownsville for episode 118. Allegedly, this haunting began all the way back in 1792 when three young children and their mother had been slaughtered by a marauding native group during the Northwest Indian War. The local natives did this hoping to discourage the settlement by pioneers in their native homeland. People claim these murders took place on the very property in which the house was that is haunted. The four family members that were actually laid to rest on the property in the front yard of the house. The house was also at some point cursed by an immigrant land or construction worker who was said to be jealous of the wealthy homeowner and his beautiful wife. And if that's not enough, we also have claims that a local doctor performed tons of illegal abortions and surgeries in the home, leaving many people to speculate that maybe this is why the demon tend to favor children as its victim. Peter dove into the Kramer family and their dealings with the haunted home from 1988 to 2006 when the demon was allegedly expelled from the residence.
Whew. It's a lot.
It is. It's a very interesting case.
It was. I did, when Peter comes on, we discuss, weeks or if not, you know, a month or two in advance of what he's looking into. And I always try to do some research right beside him so that, he doesn't feel like, you know, all eyes are on him, that he has something that he can bounce off of with me or whatever. And I always enjoy that, but he doesn't need me. The guy does an amazing job of researching, putting his story together, and just coming with all the great facts.
Absolutely.
And this was no different. I mean, from start to finish, he had his timelines down, working through each of those. And then that big twist at the end where the Kramer, the main father, they think was reborn from one of the abortions, and that's why he was drawn to that house. And I mean, woof. That right there was just trippy as shit. I did not read that when he brought that up. I was like, what?
Yeah, M. Night Shyamalan, that shit.
There's a twist. I see dead people.
Oh, man.
That's M. Night Shyamalan.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's right.
Fuck. But yeah, I mean, Peter is amazing. I love working with him. And I'm looking forward to doing more and more with him. So he's definitely a part of the family. So
I would absolutely love to pick out a case and send it to Peter and be like, tackle this and see what he does with it. Because he is so good at it that I would be very interested to see him go after some of my favorite things out there.
Right.
So you might hear from me, Peter.
You've got his email. It's in the box. That's right. True. I do believe it's in the box. You know how to get a hold of him.
So, on April 13th, I got to sit down and interview J-Dub for episode 119.
Oh.
The second to last 2-SOP interview, because I get to be the final one.
He does.
And I also got the benefit of interviewing J-Dub right after she did an episode with you guys where she got to see her J-Dub Going Stag shirt for the first time. So I got to ask her about that.
Yep. And how, and what was your, when you finished, what was your takeaway with J-Dub?
That it was, it got emotional. I got emotional on both ends. And I wasn't, I know talking about pets, it can get like that, but you know, she loves horses. And I learned in that episode that horses have a lot longer of a lifespan than I was aware of.
Right.
So like the longer you have a pet, the more it hurts when it goes, you know? So we got into that and it was very emotional. And then at the end of it, she hit me with a question that, and she, like, I don't know these questions in advance. And it was just simple, like, if you could change something, what would you do? And like instantly what came to my head and my response was emotional for me. It was a trip. It was a good episode. It was very enlightening and educational interview for sure. I learned a lot about J-Dub. I learned a lot about horses. I learned horses get yeast infections in their ears.
Uh-huh.
I heard J-Dub say, twat, which I was not ready for. But I kept on rolling. I was good.
J-Dub's really good about springing words on you and things that you're not quite prepared to come out of her mouth.
But, I don't think I've heard that word since I was watching the Osbournes back in the fucking early 2000s and Shannon would say it. And then Ozzy, the King of Darkness himself, would be like, oh, didn't say that. Come here on the hell, say twat. I don't like it. it was definitely an experience.
Yeah, I thought it turned out really good.
Golden Jay. There you go.
I thought it turned out really good. I mean, I do believe that that you guys learned something new about her along the way, and I don't think it disappointed whatsoever. Even though for most of the pods, she's pretty much an open book. If we wanted to dig into some things, you know. You know, she's not going to veer away from any of it. So, yeah, of course there's the whole Jenna thing, you know, which we got into, and we'll talk about that here in the next things. But, you know, once again, there's a story behind that, and, you know, she's not shy about veering. She didn't veer out of that either. So, It's so much fun just to do things like this. So,
yeah, no, and that's the whole point we started in the first place, is because you guys, the listeners do get to learn a lot about us via the podcast, but there's a lot that they don't get to learn about us because it doesn't come up naturally.
Right.
So that's a good part about the interview, is people getting to sit down and talk about it and flush it out. And I feel like that was a big reason why Tejas did the chiller filler in the first place, because it just gave you a time where you could sit down and not be business,
right,
and not be doing a case, just be like, sit down and be like, how is your life and what is going on? And it's just a lot. Those episodes go by so much smoother. Nobody's looking at a piece of paper or a computer screen for their story. Nobody feels the stress, because on the bright side with us, we've always had the oscillating schedule of who was doing a case.
Right.
So nobody has to be reading something all the time. It swaps up.
Yeah.
And like, I love telling a story that I researched, but I enjoy way more being able to sit on the sidelines and listen and commentate, because it's just more natural.
Right.
Like right here where we're talking, it's just coming off smooth and stuff. But a second ago when I was reading about Peter's case, I was stumbling over my own words I wrote that I'm staring at. So,
no, I agree with you 100%. I mean, you know, when you're able just to talk, and like I said, that's why I interview the way I interview, because I don't want to be reading off a piece of paper and, you know, getting a read off piece of paper answer. Mm-hmm. You know, I want it to be natural. I want to listen to what they're having to say and not being prepared for my next question, just listening and finding the question and what they're saying. And so, yeah, I agree with you 100%. It's a lot funner to just sit and be yourself.
Yeah, and like I said, we've got coming up in a couple weeks, Frankie's gonna be interviewing me, and he's already threatening me. He sent me some private messages on Facebook. I'll read them to you real quick. He said, "Hey man, when I interview you, are there any topics you would prefer not to talk about?" I said, "Nah, man, I'm an open book." And he said, "Okay, I may go all Barbara Walters on you and make you cry." And I said, "Good luck. I ain't cried since Old Yeller died when I was 7. That side of me died with that dog." And he says he loves a good challenge. So
There you go.
we'll see what Frankie comes at me with.
I guess I have a question. Would you be wearing your Frankie Vegas
Oh,
shirt during your interview?
absolutely. I gotta, he's coming at me trying to make me cry. I gotta throw him off. I gotta have that midriff out so he can't focus. I gotta throw him off his game.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'll tell you what I'm going to do in an episode coming up in the future. We are doing a chiller filler stories and what did I call it? Stories and evidence episode, where I'm going to be playing the sound bites and the videos and all kinds of really cool stuff that you, the listeners, have sent in. We finally got enough that I think we can make this happen. I am going to throw in the Logan showing off the original video for the Frankie Vegas t-shirt, midriff
Nice.
shirt. I'm going to throw that in there. I think people will love that.
Listen, I'm here. I'm all about bringing back the male crop top. It was big back in the day. It can come back. It should come back. 110%. I don't care what body size you are. You rock that mid. I don't care.
I don't know,
You got a
man.
belly,
I
you
don't
don't have
think
a
it's going to
belly,
work.
just show it off. Who cares?
I don't think it's going to work for me, man. I don't
It'll
know.
work. It'll work because it doesn't even
It's
have to go
too.
over your belly because it stops right above it.
It
You'll be
stops right there.
comfortable. You'll be so comfortable, you'll never want to wear a shirt with the midriff section ever again, except for in the winter.
Do I end up shaving my belly to make it look better?
Nah,
Nah,
dude, all natural.
All right.
All natural is coming back, man. It's coming back.
It's a beautiful thing.
And that t-shirt is now available on our other. You have to plug that one. I can't remember that website on that one.
GoldenMojoEnt.com. Go there. You can see all of the podcast information from everything from Call Guys to Golden Image, Indiana Chiefs fans, Golden 80s, Murders, Quarter Books, Booze. And of course, there is a page. No merch on there, but the United States Paranormal, there is a write-up and all that stuff there. Just because, it is all part of the empire. But you can go to the merch store and find merchandise for all of the other podcasts. We just, in Monday's episode, we plugged the new Call Guys t-shirt with the Ranger, the Power Ranger kind of logo, the Call Guys slash Ranger logo. We plugged that in Monday's episode. So you can find that there. It's a really cool shirt. Logan did a great job putting it all together. We did talk about the shirts that you guys will be wearing during those three episodes. So
I'm
that
so
they are
excited
not
for those episodes.
available. They are not available. They are limited edition special t-shirts that were made just for you guys. So,
and that's just because they end up being expensive as hell. So,
and that's what I said. It's like we were going to put them out, but it's just too damn expensive to expect anybody to really kind of go after. So,
well, on the bright side, Call Guys, every episode Call Guys does ends up on YouTube the day of. So, if you want to see what those shirts look like, I'm sure the guys will do a post on their social medias, but it will also be up on those videos. And that is three back to back Mondays of Call Guys that I will be on, discussing the first Power Ranger movie, the second Power Ranger Turbo movie, and then the Power Ranger 2017 film. So it
right
should
on.
be fun. I'm excited for it.
Yeah, I'm excited to hear what you guys end up with at the end. So
allegedly I'm supposed to be interviewing the Call Guys too, but they haven't set a date for me yet.
They haven't. Chico did talk about that tonight. Well, like I said, it'll be Monday's episode, but he did talk about it. I don't even think he's got a date yet, so you have to bear with him a little bit, but they're gonna get Jess Logan to interview him. So you're gonna have to do the deep dive on Colton.
Oh yeah, I don't know nothing too much about him, so I gotta dig deep.
There you go.
Yeah.
All right. What else did we do?
Okay, so on April 17th, J Dub walked us through the legend of the Little People of Alaska for episode 120. J-Dub let the listeners in on what is one of the oldest and widespread legends of Alaska territories. The legendary little people of Alaska, said to possess great strength and magical powers, these creatures are said to spirit away people who see them years at a time. Sometimes the humans snagged never show back up.
Right.
These are said to dwell in mountains, underground caves, and where they house, that is where they house their captives. These creatures are said to still wear the same garb the ancient natives of the area used to sport, hides and pelts, and utilize tools of old weapons made out of wood and bone. I'll tell you what, I don't fuck around with fairy folk. They always fucking disappear people, and when they do come back, they come back all fucky.
They come out all wonky.
Yeah, I ain't about it.
This was a listener submission.
Really?
Per se, yeah. It was so many emails and so much stuff going on. I can't exactly remember 100% who said it, who sent it in. Maybe Carrie. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it was something that was brought up. J Dub went after it. I'm not sure that, you see all this stuff on TikTok about them, and I think that was what piqued a lot of people's interest. But I think the TikTok kind of blew it up in a different direction than the actual story of mm-hmm. what goes on up there. And I think that J Dub captured more of the real story of the Alaskan little people than what TikTok is kind of trying to spook everybody out with. So I thought it was interesting. Took me a little bit by surprise, honestly, because yeah. I didn't research it. And I'm like, oh, wait, are we talking about the same thing here? But yeah, once we dove into the names and all that stuff, it's like, yeah, we are. So
it's trippy. First of all, Alaska is known as one of like the last like real frontiers of the world. It's just so rural and so unexplored and so dangerous to live up there in general. But the thought of like one of the stories I read was of a hunter that was out there trying to kill something. God, I don't know what the fuck you're trying to kill out in Alaska. Maybe a moose or who fucking knows?
Yeah.
And he fucking scoped in on what was like a tribe of little people.
Right.
And he was like, okay, this is a little fucking weird, but you know, I'm not completely familiar with the native tribes in this area. Maybe this is a thing. But then he starts noticing, well, has his gun pointed out there, looked through his scope, which is sketchy, albeit. but he's like, wait, they're wearing pelts and shit, and they don't have guns or nothing. They got spears and whatnot. And it's like, I can't imagine that these very small human beings are opting to use a stick with a sharp rock on it when guns exist nowadays. And at that point, I think I would just pack up my shit and go home.
Right.
Because like I stumbled upon something fucking bizarre as shit, and I am not looking to find out if they're hostile or if they're not. I mean, I ain't about it in the slightest. Hold on one sec.
Yeah, we're all coughing and hacking over here.
I just realized halfway through this podcast I have a mute button on this fucking microphone, so I mean, yeah, I'm absolutely hitting it and doing it. But
absolutely. But I keep missing. I just kind of, you know, I got to – hopefully noise suppression it makes it go away a little bit. But
oh, we'll see. But yeah, it was a trippy case. I always love those weird ones. And like you said, it's becoming more current here recently with TikTok and whatnot.
Yeah.
Hopefully, like, it's one of those ones where you don't know if it's real or not. And you don't know if it's like it is real, but not in the way that you think it is. Like everybody's like, they're mythical creatures and they'll spirit you away. Meanwhile, it's just some like offshoot tribe up in Alaska that just happens to have like the right or wrong amount of chromosomes. And they're all just small and they're trying to live their lives. And people are like, oh, no, they're going to take us away with their fairy magic. And like, what the fuck are they talking about? We're just out here trying to kill a fucking seal so we can eat tonight.
Yeah, we'd like to have supper. Can you please get out of my way?
Yeah.
Yeah, like I said, I think TikTok has really blown it up out of a different proportion of what it actually is. But, you know, it's always fun to get into the Alaskan thing. The Alaskan Triangle, I think Alicia did that story, a year or so ago. Yeah, and it's got a lot of twists and turns up there in that frozen tundra of nothingness. And
it's easy for stories to spring up there because there's people go missing up there all the fucking time.
Right.
And it is a mixture of like natural happenstance. Like somebody might get drunk and go out into the snow when they shouldn't.
Right.
Depression's a huge thing up there because how dark it is a lot of the time. And on top of that, like, there's accidents, and human trafficking is huge in Alaska. Because they're like, if you're going to snatch up people, this is a place to snatch people up because people go missing. They're just like, oh, well.
Right.
So it's easy for people's imaginations to get away from them, for sure.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. Alaska. Crazy.
No, thanks.
I want to go to Ketchikan one time.
No. My favorite vampire movies is 30 Days a Night. And it is about a vampire tribe that basically finds out that Alaska has those 30 days a night. And they're like, oh, well, fuck, this is slim pickings. Let's go up here. Because when this happens, they're shut off from the world. All we have to do is break the one plane they have, and we can eat everybody. And
right.
That was enough to sell me on not going to fucking Alaska. On top of that, those vampires shriek like fucking turkeys, which is also a new fear that I did not know I needed.
It's living rent free.
That's good. It's a good movie. Check it out. So, last but not least, on April 24th, Golden Jay covered the haunting of Southern Grace Distillery for episode 121.
Once again, another listener submission.
Nice. This distillery used to be a minimum security prison in 1927, supposed to be an alternative to chain gangs stocked to the gills with bootleggers and moonshiners during the Prohibition. Side note, I love the fact that one of the bootleggers got narked on by his pet monkey. That was outstanding. That was a plot twist I am absolutely here for. And we'll circle back around to that. Just like most prisons within the walls, many deaths have occurred from suicide, murder, and just plain old death via neglect and the conditions of the prison. Ironically, this prison that locked away many men making and distributing alcohol now is home to a distillery that does the very same.
Right.
The distillery rents out the building for about $1,500. You get to run a supervised investigation from 8 p.m. to 6 a.m., and they reserve the right to have you leave at any time if they deem necessary. Let's see. Reddy Carter is the man who shot and killed a guard after they tried to escape the hot box, and is one of the more notable ghosts to haunt the area. Outside of that is a pretty standard haunt. Alleged shadow figures, unexplained sounds, people talking or cell doors slamming, and animals picking up on the presence of something that people clearly can't see. That was a hard one to find stuff about.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And if you, because I sat down with it and I started, you know, just researching, and everything that I come up with was all about just the ghost tours.
Yeah. It's, and it's like, and basically that. Reading about Six Flags, you know?
Exactly. Yeah. You can get all your information.
Here's the gift shop. Here's how much it cost you. I was like, okay, but what am I paying $1,500 to go experience? Where's the stories? Right. Where's the history? Give me something. Do I get a free bottle of booze with my $1,500? I feel like I should.
Absolutely.
Just saying.
Absolutely. With my name on it.
Something. Something.
So Zach is the one that that had emailed me in about this place. It's some place that he had been, he had investigated, done the tour. Went, I think he went back to make another investigation. I'd have to triple check my facts on that one. But he actually sent me a bunch of his evidence from his time there. And that's what we're going to cover in that stories and evidence episode coming up in a few weeks. I'm super looking forward to you sharing that stuff with you guys. And when he sent it to me, he's like, listen, he goes, here's the recordings. At the bottom, he sent me a full page of notes and stuff. He goes, at the bottom is the spoilers. He goes, if you don't want to know what's being said in these EVPs, don't read the spoilers.
That's how it should be done.
Thank you for listening to the United States of Paranormal. Check us out at theunitedstatesofparanormal.com or at any other of our social media pages. At Twitter, at TOSOPPOD, at Instagram, at the United States of Paranormal, or Facebook at the United States of Paranormal. Going or YouTube at the United States of Paranormal 1795.
Please check out our other podcasts in the Golden Mojo Entertainment Network. The Call Guys, Golden Image Podcast, Indiana Chiefs fans, the Golden 80s, Murd Nerds, and A Court of Books and Booze.
And if you have a location you would like us to check into or a creepy story that you would love to tell us, please email us at theunitedstatesofparanormal@gmail.com. Please like, rate, and subscribe wherever you listen.
I think we're both coughing at the same time.
Yeah, it kind of seems like it. I'm trying to mute as much as possible.
No, I had a tough time going to the very few videos that were there. Of course, Zach, when he sent the email, he says, like, Ghost Hunters did it. It was season 16 or season, I forget exactly where it was at, but we jumped on the old Discovery Plus and went there and watched that episode, which gave us a lot more insight to, you know, to be able to kind of tell some of the stories of that.
I need to check. That's the one thing I didn't get to check out. I definitely need to go back and check out the Ghost Hunters. Was it Taps, right?
Yeah.
I need to go check
that actually,
out.
Actually, it was, I don't know that it goes back as far as Taps. Grant was not there, so it was just Jason.
Gotcha.
With Steve and, you know, all the stuff and that would go along with Steve. Steve's kind of like his right-hand man now.
Yeah.
And I think I even mentioned this in the episode. I don't think what they were saying is what I was hearing. They were hearing like that was a man's voice. And like, to me, that was a cell door closing, you know? So you guys listen to it, go watch it and see what you think. But, as far as a Ghost Hunters episode, I thought this was a really good one because there was a lot of different things going on in that episode. Whether or not they debunked it coming out, they didn't really say if they figured out what all those things were. But hopefully, you know, a lot of it was, you know, in true time and you know, it was voices and it was all that stuff. But I heard rumor that they debunked quite a few things afterwards, but you know, I don't know that that's true or not, but that's what I heard.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of good stuff.
I'll definitely check it out. It's definitely interesting. Like I said, I like to research myself all these cases before we talk about them. And that was the one this month that I definitely struggled finding good content on, which that's the name of the game. They're not all like Amon's Family Haunting and stuff where you've got tons and tons of shit to read into and stuff. Every now and then you catch one that's just like little bits and pieces and you just got to snag what you can.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
But you said that he went, homeboy went to this place, what, twice or is going a second
time? I was thinking he went twice. He may only went once. I know that the first time he went, maybe it was only one time that he went, but they went and he took a couple pieces of his own equipment. Mm-hmm. And of course the tour guide was also an investigator. So he had some of his equipment there, which they were asked, you know, they got to use and stuff like that. So, a lot of, I think there's 7 or 8 pieces of EVPs plus a couple videos, couple, images. And he sent us all that stuff, and it's really, really good. So I'm excited to share it and let you guys listen to it. And of course, in that episode too, you know, I've got IsoCam sent us a video, Larissa sent us an audio clip, which we've been holding on to forever. Plus, there was another guy that sent in some stuff, and we're gonna play all that stuff for you in that episode. So that's. That's why I'm calling it Stories and Evidence. So you're going to get a bunch of viewer submissions that we can just kind of have fun with.
Looking forward to it. That sounds like a fun episode.
Yeah, I'm excited.
Well, that was it. That was everything for this month. It actually seemed like a short month, but, you know, one of those was an interview that I was there for. Right. And
we had a lot going on.
A lot of interviews this month and a lot of... Yes, too, because we had Peter, and then we had two interviews. We had right. the Boozy Brothers, and we had J-Dub, so.
Yeah, and then, you know, next month we'll have We Are Paranormal, we'll have Kane, we'll have ISO. So, once again, we'll have several different ideas going on. Should be a lot of fun. And, you know, it's just we're trying to expand out and make it a little more interesting for you guys, the listeners, to have some different stuff than just the three of us or the four of us telling stories. Mm-hmm. So
I'd like to shout out real quick. Thank you to one of our listeners, Lance. He pointed out to us today that we were missing about 24 episodes of our original episodes on Apple and Spotify. And since he reached out, it came to our knowledge, and Golden Jay got it fixed. So thank you very much, Lance. Interaction with fans like you keeps us going, because like there's not a whole lot of a reason for us to go back and look
right.
at the backlog. Like Golden Jay, if he logs into Podbeam, he can still see the backlog there. It doesn't tell him it's not on Spotify. So right. Thanks for shouting us out and letting us know so we can get those back up and running.
Yeah, so now you can go back, Lance, and view binge everything from episode one.
Yes, right
through episode 121.
The trials and the tribulations, dog, of us trying to figure out what the fuck we're doing.
Exactly. Also, I'd like to shout out, we talked about him a little bit ago, you know, he's coming on to interview Just Logan, but I do want to shout out Frankie Vegas. Congratulations on the birth today of your new granddaughter. We're super excited for you guys. So he sent a picture to the Golden Image family IMs. She's adorable. Congratulations to you and your family on the birth of your new grandbaby. Yep.
My family is making quality kids.
They are. I'm loving it. You know, Lance also framed and hung on his wall the autographed Tusop poster. I thought was amazing. He sent us a picture of that.
Nice.
It was great. I do believe ISO got his and is hanging on his wall. And you know as well as I do, you've got some video from him of his amazing collection that he's working on.
Absolutely.
Of all of his horror stuff.
And so. I know both you boys are cherishing those, but, you know, they're missing a pivotal signature on there. So if you just hit us up on, the United States of Paranormal at gmail.com, what I'll do is I'll autograph a show-used G-string. And mail it to boys to tack up on your wall.
He's wearing it right now.
Oh, absolutely. I don't podcast without him.
What colors are you running these days?
Oh, no, dog. I go glow-in-the-dark Halloween-themed MeUndies man thongs.
Oh, nice. Yeah. Nice. Yeah.
So if you want the that, glow. Just let us know. We'll get that signed, sealed, delivered. It's yours. Just put it right on your wall, boys.
Just don't snip it.
I'm not going to... I'm not going to shame anybody. You do what you got to do, dog. You get on that $12 tier on Patreon, you could wear it on your head and go parading down the street for all I give a shit.
Absolutely.
We are not responsible for pink eye here at the United States Paranormal.
True.
The same.
Or anal tuberculosis.
Yeah. Ooh, all the coughing that's going around here. We don't need to be talking about that.
You got me thinking. Oh, ooh.
Yeah. I don't want that. None of it. But yet again, thank you to all the fans out there for keeping us tried and true. Like I said, without y'all, we would definitely miss some things. It's hard to keep an eye on it from all fronts. So
absolutely, and keeping us in the know of what you guys are up to. And just all the, I'm so appreciative of all the emails, really, you know, the stories and everything goes on. I try to answer all of them. I'm not perfect. I do miss some. And I always eventually try to get back to them. So, but I am super appreciative of all of our fans and can't wait to hear from more of you out there. So,
and if you guys, before we get around to Just Logan's interview in the month of May, my birthday month. Go and check out as your pre-studies to it. Go check out the Golden 80s podcast. That is the home of one Franklin Viva Las Vegas, or as you may know him as Frankie Vegas, or in his home tongue, Francis Las Vegas. Go check him out. Check out his quality. See what he's about before, you know, he gets in here and he gets all personal with me. Because, you know, he might lose some of his composure. I'm going to have my midriff out. He might not be optimum. He might not be working at 100%. So go get him in prime Frankie.
Because what happens in Frankie
stays in
Frankie. Stays in Frankie.
And that's exactly what it says on the back of our crop tops. And I will not be okay until I see Mason in a Frankie Vegas crop top.
Oh, my God.
I'm just saying. I'm just telling. Straw Man, this is Tin Man speaking to you. You need it. You need it in your life. Bring the midriff back, dog. I think Frankie needs one, honestly.
Yeah, 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 for sure. Absolutely. We'll work on that.
Yeah. You said May's coming up. We got a lot going on in the Golden Mojo universe, so keep your peepers peeled. There'll be Power Ranger stuff going on in the call, guys. You'll get more than enough Just Logan over there than you could ask for. We got some good stuff coming up on all ends. Golden Jay is still over here hammering down. He's trying to get the Merd Nerds back up and running for you folks.
Yeah. Yeah, sorry that it's taken so long for all you true crime fans out there, but I'm trying to get everything scored up so that when I release the last time on Merd Nerds episode, nice. That I will be ready to jump into getting the first case recorded and done for you guys, because I don't want to leave it hanging too long. But there is a lot that goes into true crime research, and I want to make sure I have it right. And once again, we got people reaching out that want to be a part of the Merd Nerds stuff. So super excited about that. We're going to be with the fans with that too. So got a lot going on.
Yeah, this is your basic comic book retcon. This is Merd Nerds Reborn, Merd Nerds Zero. It's the same brand you love coming back at you in a new way.
Yeah, exactly. So a whole new way.
That happens. How yeah. It happens and when it happens, we're ready for it.
You and me both. And I'm the one working on it.
There you go. So keep your, like I said, keep a look on our socials. Make sure to follow us on Instagram, Facebook, and all that jazz. All that jazz.
All that jazz.
So you can stay up to date on all your happenings in the Mojo universe.
Yeah, there's a lot going on. Lots and lots and,
you know,
lots.
We are the Golden Mojo Empire, but, you know, there's not a single podcast that Mojo is on. I'm just saying.
Listen, you got to be careful when you bring that up, because she's a little bitter.
Oh, I would podcast with Mojo. Listen, Mojo, I know you. I don't know that you listen, but I would do a podcast with you. Ink out some time. Your dad's got a studio.
Yeah. Yeah. When? What would you do a podcast on?
Oh, man, it would be the worst. Absolute worst. When me and her get together, last time we were together, we were talking about our piercings and stuff. So, you know.
Oh, there you go. God.
No. It'd be like the late night show of the Mojo universe.
Yeah, it get to release at midnight and it only lasts till 6 a.m.
Yeah.
It goes off the air.
Just hear me out, Mojo. I'll do it with you. 110%.
Listen, she got after me one time about that. She's like, I'm the only one in the family that done the podcast. I said, yeah, but the podcast network's named after you.
Still not the same. It's not the same. It's named after you, but you have nothing on it.
Yeah.
Get on it, Mojo. I'll do a podcast with you.
Yeah, there you go. If she listens to this, you can't reach out to her, but if she listens to this and hears that, then she calls me, then it's fair game.
I don't know what she listens to. That's some bullshit.
Yeah, listen. I love my daughter, but she doesn't listen to any of my podcasts.
That's fair. That's fair. It happens.
It does. Unfortunately, it does. She's busy, you know. Searching for a new job and all the other shit that goes along with that. So good luck to her there. Oh, yeah. All right, man. Let's get out of here. Take us out.
All right. Well, you guys aren't new here, so you know I don't have to do plugs, even though Golden Jay has to absolutely make some new plugs that features the Patreon.
It's true.
It has to happen some point or time. But we plugged Patreon at the beginning, so let me let me just remind you guys to head on over to UnitedStatesOfParanormal.com to check out our merch. We got two new shirts up there and a few other new items featuring the J-Dub Going Stag design, which is J-Dub on the Celestial Stag.
It's not the same.
It's not. It's not. But it's a great design done by Esteban. And then we have a Golden J original pair of feet, which features the Rocker Chicks, actual Tootsies.
So, it's true. So, I took the pictures myself.
So absolutely go there and get you some of that stuff. Check it out. Buy some. If it's not on a piece of apparel that you would prefer, maybe you want it on, I don't know, some shorts or some sweatpants or a keychain. I don't know. Let us know. We can figure it out. It's not hard.
We'll make it work.
I promise you.
Yep.
I can get absolutely. It out there for you. Check out the Patreon. You want to hit me with that link? I'm not going to.
Patreon.com/Tusop.
Where you can check out the video versions of every one of our podcast episodes. We also have other content like react videos, and we'll have some cool stuff coming up like trivia and whatnot on there. And it's also another way to interact with us. You can directly message on the Patreon and get cool posters like we talked about before. We do not have the G-strings on the Patreon. That is an exclusive deal. That is email only. Let us know.
And those, by the way, are not worn by J-Dub or the Rocker Chick. They're
that is
only
all me, baby. As just Logan. Just Logan. Just Logan only. And if you're going to ask for one, please put in the header if you want it like lightly worn or if you want me to take it to the gym with me. Just let me know. We're not shaming here. I'm not going to yuck your yum. Just let us know. We're here for you. We're here for you. And I think that's it, ladies and gentlemen, for this week's The Other Side. So I want to remind you, as I do every week, there is a lot to fear about death, but there's one thing that you can take comfort in, and that is that me and Golden Jay will be here waiting for you on the other side.
Elena.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to the United States of Paranormal. Check us out at theunitedstatesofparanormal.com or at any other of our social media pages. At Twitter, at TOSOPPOD. At Instagram, at the United States of Paranormal. Or Facebook, at the United States of Paranormal. Or YouTube, at the United States of Paranormal. 1795.
Please check out our other podcasts in the Golden Mojo Entertainment Network. The Call Guys, Golden Image Podcast, Indiana Chiefs Fans, The Golden 80s, Murd Nerds, and A Court of Books and Booze.
And if you have a location you would like us to check into or a creepy story that you would love to tell us, please email us at theunitedstatesofparanormal@gmail.com. Please like, rate, and subscribe wherever you listen.